A House in the Woods 2, The Devil's Due, written by M.A. McNeese, narrated by Wondervox. Part 1, Dream a Little Dream. Prologue, over and over. She woke up sweating again, despite the cool October air forcing its way through the bedroom window screens, blowing the curtains aside as it chilled the room. The recurring dream varied only in small details. Laurel driving down a dark country road, her hands gripping the steering wheel so tightly it hurt, so tightly her fingers were white and her knuckles pressed against her skin. Where was she going? Why was she going there? And why so fast? The dream never provided answers, and because she'd had this dream a dozen times now, she knew what came next. Still, it shocked her, coming upon the woman in the road, half naked, filthy, as if she'd arisen from the ground or a grave, outstretched arms pleading for Laurel to stop. But she didn't stop. Not this time. What does that mean? She would ask herself after waking up terrified. Had there been a time before? A time when she'd slammed on the brakes to help this desperate woman? It made no sense. In this dream, this repetitive, frightening dream, she kept going. That's all she knew. The ghostly figure, begging for help on a road lit only by a partial moon, stepped in front of the car. Laurel saw her face in the headlights. She recognized the woman, and then she ran her over.